This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There's a Muslim family in Dallas that experienced homicide, 6 family members dying, and 2 suicides. And this is tragic, tragic. And I think it has shaken up the entire community, knowing that this was someone within our community who experienced so much pain, so much grief, and ended up taking the lives of 6 family members died because of this incident. And it stems from depression. There were two brothers. They were twins at 19, you know, well educated from a good family, and they were experiencing so much depression, and they didn't know how to cope with it. They were not getting it possibly treated. And this is in no way trying to put any blame on anyone. I don't know the family. I just read about them in the news. And it saddened me, because a lot of times we overlook the mental health of our children and family members. We think that, you know, stop complaining, stop being ungrateful, why don't you snap out of it and deal with life? We had to go through so much. And you underestimate sometimes what depression can do. And when someone is severely depressed, they may not think clearly anymore. They may have so much pain, so much grief. They can't even see the light at the end of the tunnel. I think this pandemic has really put people under a tremendous amount of stress. And people deal with it differently. There are some people who can cope and adjust because they had, you know, maybe they have the support group. Maybe they knew they had effective means of dealing with the ups and downs of life. But those individuals who were already struggling, those people who were already sad, who already had low self-esteem, who already felt maybe rejected, or maybe they felt like they were no longer, you know, valued, these people really end up doing things that are quite tragic. So these two brothers, they actually wrote a suicide note and said that we love our family, but we were in so much pain, and we had to end our life. And they made a pact. They made a pact that they would, you know, they would kill themselves. However, what they explained is that they didn't want the family to suffer from their loss. So in their, you know, in the state of mind that they were in, the pain they were feeling, they ended up killing the entire family and then shooting themselves. And when we reflect on this, we reflect on the fact that it's an act of desperation. Obviously, they were not, you know, mentally stable at the time to take their family. And the sad part was that they did say that they loved their family. It wasn't like, I want to get rid of them, I can't stand them. It was like they love them and they didn't want them to feel the grief. So, you know, mental health of our children or of our family members is so critical. Please don't underestimate what your family members are going through. Please don't belittle when someone tells you that they're feeling depressed and they can't get out of bed. Don't call them lazy. Don't tell them that, you know, you need to just pull yourself together. Please give it the time and attention it deserves. Please seek out professional help, anyone that you can, you know, anyone that you can trust, and have them be in the care of professional help, because it doesn't have to end this way. You know, when someone is treated for the pain that they're going through, I mean, I see this on a daily basis, individuals who come in and they're totally devastated, they're full of anxiety, they're full of depression, and it's just a matter of changing a perspective, you know, fixing in a few things. I mean, within a few short sessions, their whole mindset can change. So don't think that, you know, oh, this is, it's going to be, you know, too expensive. If you had to have a heart surgery for one of your kids, if they had to have a kidney transplant, if they were, you know, if they needed medical attention, you would do whatever it takes. You would do whatever it takes to get them the medical attention. And if someone said, well, I don't have the money to, you know, to give chemotherapy, what would you tell them? You would say, what kind of a parent are you? How are you not treating your child who is dying of an illness? We would be very critical. We would be very judgmental. We would think that they're very apathetic and very, you know, just neglectful as a parent if someone is not treating their kids for medical emergency. If someone has a broken leg and if you don't take them to get a cast and you just say, well, just deal with it. Would I stop complaining? Get up and run. What's wrong with you? How can we do that with our children when they are facing some major challenges? This pandemic has really taken a toll on our youth. And if we're not sensitive, if we just call them names and just disregard them, then horrible things can occur. Right? I know that this is a very extreme example, but it's in our community. It's a Muslim family. And because of their depression, they ended up killing their family members and they shot themselves. Let's avoid that. Let's avoid anyone from being, you know, overlooked. Let's make sure that as soon as we see it, I'm not telling you to come to me. Go to anyone you want. Just seek professional help. I am just calling out to the importance of mental health. I'm calling out to the importance of valuing how your children are feeling. It is, maybe it was disregarded when you were kids. Maybe we, you know, a lot of us, I know in my generation, kids were like on the sidelines, but now, you know, it is the focal point of our attention. But many times because we come with those, you know, with that background and the mentality of just, you know, just get over it. We had it much harder. We went through this. No, just deal with the situation. Seek out professional help. Make sure if they need to be medicated, get them medicated. We really need to change the stigma that we have about treating mental health. You know, this is something that is going on, and we're going to have more and more stories like this if we don't wake up to the reality of the importance of mental health. So the same importance that you give to a broken bone, the same importance that you give to your child, God forbid, having cancer, we really, as a community, as a Muslim community, we need to wake up and recognize the importance of mental health, and we need to treat it. We need to get professional help. We need to get the medication and stop thinking that it's some kind of taboo, that we don't talk about it, that no, this is just going to go away. No one needs to know. Right now, everyone is doing, you know, online sessions. Get anyone. I am not saying come to me. I'm fully booked already. I am telling you, go seek help from anyone that you can trust that can help you. Because what ends up happening is that when it's neglected, it just gets exasperated. People who don't treat their mental health issues, it becomes a worse issue. It's like having a cavity. You don't treat that cavity, it's going to become a root canal. If you don't treat the root canal, you're going to have to pull that tooth out. And I've had a client who that happened to him. They ignored the cavity, it became a root canal, and then finally they had to like just pull out the tooth. This is what happens when you don't treat immediately. If you sense that your child is depressed, get them to talk to someone. They're not going to talk to you, most likely, if you have been very maybe dismissive, if you have been like, you know, just get over yourself, you lazy bum, get up and deal with it. I work so hard, you can work hard. That's not going to work, all right? It's not working. It didn't work in the past, and it's not going to work now, okay? And even if it worked in the past, it's not working now. So please, value the mental health of your children. I value the mental health of my children more than great, okay? Your child can be a straight-A student, could be valedictorian, but if they want to kill themselves because they don't feel loved and accepted by their parents, how are you going to answer to Allah that you put so much pressure on your kids to be the straight-A student, to get this, to become a doctor, to get that, just to fulfill your whatever ego or whatever it is, and then they end up killing themselves because of all that? How are you going to feel? And this is not in any way to blame any parents. I am just telling you, it's a wake-up call. This is something that we need to take seriously. It takes decades sometimes. I mean, I know 2 decades ago when I, you know, first entered the field, there was hardly any talk about mental health. 1998 is when I graduated. We would, you know, it was a taboo subject. There was a lot of stigma. We have made progress. Alhamdulillah. Now we include it in our lectures. Alhamdulillah. Now the shuyukh are seeing the importance of it. When before 20 years ago, they told me, this is common sense. Why are you getting a degree in psychology? And I said, psychology is everything. It's how we deal with people. It's how we deal with our relationships. It's how we raise our kids and have a marriage and have any form, if you associate with any person, you need to know psychology. So we have made progress, but we still have a long way to go. We really have a long way to go to catch up and to recognize the importance of treating our children, making sure that our own mental health, if you are suffering from depression where you can't get out of the house, I had a client that she just can't even get herself to leave the house. What kind of example are you for your kids? If you're always dragging yourself, if you're always anxious, if you're always paranoid, what kind of example are you leaving for your kids? How are they going to have an outlook, an optimistic outlook, and have tawakkul ala Allah and to know that everything's happening for khair? How are we going to do that? So address your mental health, make sure you're in a good place, and then be aware of the mental health of your children and value it the way you value grades. Wallahi, if we do that as a community, value mental health the way you value the grades, the way you value their education, the way you value their career of becoming a doctor or an engineer, have the same value placed on mental health, because if you don't, we're going to lose more and more of our youth to this. And I am not saying this lightly. This is something I see every single day. And the reason I'm so passionate about it is it breaks my heart to see families suffer, for people to just not see it, not see the signs. If you don't know, and again, I said that they may not talk to you because you have not built that relationship. You have not built the rapport. So take them to someone that you trust, that they can talk to, that they can get things off their chest, that you can address. If you say everything is no, 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 and you restrict them and you don't give them an outlet, then they're going to get into depression. So please value the mental health of yourself, value the mental health of your children, and be there, listen to them, validate what they're going through. Please stop comparing them to yourself, stop comparing them to their cousins, stop comparing them to their brothers and sisters, and give them validation. And inshallah, that we can get over this stigma and really start to look at mental health and give it the importance it deserves. Jazakallah khairan. Salaam alaikum.